The European Union is considering applying EU health and environmental standards to imported agricultural and food products. In this week's USMEF report, Senior Director of Export Services, Cheyenne McAnaffer, explains why the U.S. Meat Export Federation submitted comments opposing the move.
Under the World Trade Organization, applying your standards or regulations to an importing country just for the sake of applying them without very clear, defined human or animal health risks is not compliant. We have some of the highest animal welfare standards in the world, but that's really dictated by voluntary commercial practices at the farm level, as well as third-party and regulatory standards at the slaughter plant level. So that's really the focus of these comments is we have two very different ways to reach similar outcomes in imposing one country or trade union, in the case that you use way on other countries, just doesn't really make sense when you don't take into consideration different geographic, climate, cultural differences across the world.
U.S. farmers are not alone in opposing the health and environmental standards on imported products.
So there are concerns for the domestic European industry as well. You know, Europe is a historical ag producer and exporter in many goods like pork, et cetera. And based on decades and decades of overregulation, they've become more and more reliant on the Common Ag Policy or CAP or heavy subsidies. So they're already facing a very different marketplace than we do on our side of the ocean. And they see more regulations coming at them. They have fear that they won't be able to compete with imports. But also, if these requirements placed on exporting countries are deemed WTO non-compliant, they could face risk in their export markets with retaliatory duties, et cetera.
For more, visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harith.